and welcome again to A Mixed Bipolar Life, living with ultra rapid cycling mixed bipolar disorder. So today I want to ask you a question. If you had to choose between sleep or happiness, which would you choose? Now, you might immediately think happiness, of course. Of course I want to be happy. But I think I may change your mind. So let me ask you the question again with a little more background. So first, imagine living your life sleep deprived. And I mean really sleep deprived. The kind of sleep deprivation that causes memory loss, horrible fatigue, confusion, and basically you feel like shit all day. Because you rarely get enough sleep, you frequently get sick. Like you're constantly feeling like you're getting sick, or you get cold sores, or your lymph nodes swell up. The fatigue is so constant and debilitating that you often don't have the energy to complete important tasks like grocery shopping, cooking, picking up a prescription, which also can be depression too, because I have that also with depression, but let's just focus on the fatigue. This kind of fatigue where all you can do is just sit because your just body feels so drained. And let's not forget even how many projects you can't even start to get, you can't even start. The worst part of this sleep depression you have is when you get insomnia on top of your regular sleep issues. So you may not sleep for 2 days. You may not sleep for 3 days. Your body is so incredibly fatigued, but your mind won't let you sleep. Like you're dying to sleep, but your mind won't sleep. You want to sleep, but you can't. You've slept, let's say, 6 hours in the last few days, and you still can't fall asleep to find some relief. Now, when it gets this bad, even all of the fatigue-inducing medications you're taking, a boatload of medications, according to an emergency doctor I went to when I didn't sleep for about 2 days, said, you feel so horrible that you just want to cry because no matter what you do, you can't sleep. And of course, the doctor in emergency doesn't want to give you any more medication, drowsy medication, because he's afraid that you may not never wake up. It is horrible, horrible, horrible. So close your eyes and remember a time when you were extremely sleep deprived. You know, where you're eyes itch or hurt. You can barely keep them open. Your body just aches. Recall all the feelings you had. Got that? That didn't feel good, did it? Does not feel good. So then add confusing things. Minor car accidents. Because your judgment is off and your perspective is off. Forgetting things that you even put in your calendar. Major super brain fog. And now, given all that, which would you choose? Happiness or sleep? Well, I can't tell you what you're going to choose, but I can tell you from my experience, you'll probably choose depression. And of course, I asked you between sleep or happiness, but the opposite of that is if you don't get sleep, you suffer from depression. This is what I go through. Depression is horrible, just as sleep deprivation is. Absolutely. But mild to moderate depression is, for me, more tolerable than all the side effects that come from being extremely sleep deprived. As long as I'm not suicidal, because that is absolutely the worst depression, I can live with depression. I don't like it. It's no picnic. Heck, no. Depression is also depressing. Being depressed is depressing. Having no life, having no social life is very depressing. But for me, not being able to get out of my house is more welcoming than needing to sleep and can't. And some of you may have difficulty understanding this, but because I've been through this over and over again, this is the choice that I have had to make. So how did I get here and why did I have to make this choice? It's all because I have mixed bipolar disorder and mixed bipolar disorder symptoms, and how medications affect my symptoms. Because I'm bipolar, I need to be on a mood stabilizer, and that's great. It can help even out the cycling and even out the highs and lows, especially help the cycling. But for me, it does not help the depression. As I got older and under more stress, the depression just got worse. So for me, I need a little bit of antidepressant. Otherwise, I'm just in a deep depression all the time, even on mood stabilizers. It'll help a little bit, but not enough. I've been on Wellbutrin. Now I'm on Prozac. Except for super low doses, they make me hypomanic. So if I'm hypomanic mixed with antidepressant, I can't sleep. Excuse me. My mood may not be elevated because I'm mixed. I could still be depressed and can't sleep like I am right now, like I was last night. I can get energy without euphoria, which is also commonly a mixed trait. So I can, you know, get things done around the house with no euphoria and still be really depressed. Or I might not even feel that depressed and can actually get out and run some errands and feel mildly depressed. But most of the time, unfortunately, I'm in a pretty good depressed state where I don't leave the house very much. The hypomania on an antidepressant can be so severe that I get agitation, akathisia. They call it hypomanic agitation or depressed agitation. And it's where I have so much energy, my body has so much energy, it wants to move and I can't relieve it. There is one way I can relieve it, and I'll just give you a hint. It's one of the hypomanic symptoms. And that's all I'm going to say because it's kind of embarrassing. But literally when it's gotten so bad, I've just run around the house or I just dope myself up as much as possible with my Seroquel, my fast-acting Seroquel, which the doctor has prescribed. And the Seroquel will work, but it's delayed. And during that delayed portion where I'm hypomanic mix is very painful and horrible. And I'm really in hell. And it doesn't last. It's fast acting, but for me, those 100s of fast acting Seroquel do not last more than a couple hours or so. So then I can be hypomanic mixed again at night, which is very, very frustrating. So this is why I have to take the smallest amount of antidepressant, where it will just lift my mood a little bit, but not make me too agitated. Now I still can be agitated. But again, it's quality of life. Like, what can I deal with? And I have to be able to sleep. So, I was taking a low dose of Wellbutrin. I literally took the starting dose and cut it up into 4 pieces and took one every other day. That's how low. It was enough to push me out of suicidal mode, but it still leaves me depressed. Now I'm on Prozac. I'm taking, 5 milligrams, same thing. I'm still depressed. Actually, right now I'm really depressed. And it could be because I went on a low dose of Zoloft for anxiety. I went on thyroid and medication and my anxiety just hit the roof. So I went on a low dose of Zoloft, but the problem is SSRI is too high. So you add the Prozac SSRI and the I'm totally spacing. Okay, this is also what happens to me, which I thought was the mood stabilizers, but it turns out it could be the diazepam. So maybe I'll try switching back to Klonopin. But since I've had more agitation, I've been taking more diazepam. It helps with the tics, and it does help a little bit with the agitation, but mostly the Seroquel helps better for that. Antidepressant, Zoloft, there you go. Low dose of Zoloft, but I had to cut it in half now because it was too much SSRI, which made me too depressed. But now when I cut it down, I went up and then I went down again. So I'm hoping I'm going to go level out a little bit. But notice that I am mixed. I'm extremely mixed right now because I'm talking fast, and except for that little brain fart there, I'm thinking fast, but I'm actually super depressed, guys. Okay, so sleep is huge when you have a mental illness. And I do know from my support group and those people that have bipolar disorder and people have depression as well, have major sleep issues. It seems like people with bipolar disorder never can get enough sleep, and people with, people with major depression too have problems staying asleep. I usually sleep too much, and I think that's a combination of the drugs, except when I'm a little hypomanic, and then I can have insomnia at night and wake up too early, which really, really sucks, guys. So even though I sleep better on a low dose of antidepressant, you know, I'm still plagued with this circadian sleep disorder. It's called delayed phase sleep syndrome. There's also, the opposite, which is early onset sleep syndrome, I think, something like that. Sorry, look up circadian sleep disorders. There's N24, which is more common with blind people, but can happen with non-blind people where their cycle shifts. And mine, something like that, except it shifts during, shifts depending on how close we are to the sun. So it's sort of like a standard schedule. I usually fall asleep between 2 and 3 a.m. In the winter, it can get as bad as 5 to 7 a.m., and then I will sleep as bad as 5 to 7 p.m. If it's super dark, the super dark months, it's so, so frustrating because I wake up so late and like my day is over and I can't make phone calls or they're closing soon. And it's really kind of hell for me. It makes me more depressed. As spring starts coming, I start to wake up a little earlier. Like I'll start like at 2 p.m. and then I can make it to 1, and some days even like when we get into June, July, August, I can wake up around 11. Right now I've been doing noon, but not every day. I think today I got up around noon because of the insomnia, so that can also wake me up earlier. But anyways, you know, add this to the sleep issues that I already have. And in the winter, I can rarely see the light of day, which, of course, makes me more depressed. Getting out and getting sun 30 minutes a day with my dog, who forces me out. She's been the best thing for me. That helps. There is a connection between 30 minutes of sun every day and bipolar depression. I did buy a light in the winter that kind of helps me wake up, but not as much as I'd like. I do try to sit in it for 20, 30 minutes in the morning. Can't say I've noticed a huge improvement. But anyways, guys, I'm curious. For those of you that have mental illness, like, tell me, what are your sleep challenges? And which do you think you choose? Whether you have mental illness or not, would you choose happiness and no sleep, or depression and sleep? Love to hear your comments. And please also don't forget to rate this podcast, hoping 5 stars, please, so a lot more people can start listening, and hopefully the information I have can share not only those with mental illness, but those that have family and friends that do. Thanks so much. Lastly, I just want to first thank you guys for all your support. I so appreciate all the great reviews and comments that you've already left, and please ask that you can continue them. The reason why I do this is to help people, and when I get your feedback, through your great reviews or comments and sharing, then I feel like that this is worth it. And it helps encourage me to go on and especially to keep doing this. So please, I would appreciate if you could take the time to leave me feedback. Obviously, positive feedback preferred. That would just be wonderful. And that allows me to move higher up in these podcast apps to reach more people. And that's the goal. That's what I want to do, is to help you and your loved ones. I also want to remind you that I have a blog, that's bipolarmixed.wordpress.com. So it's the disordered first, bipolar, then mixed, M-I-X-E-D. .wordpress.com. Lastly, I have to thank my friend Jill Moran for her wonderful music in the beginning and the end. She is a composer, and she recently started out doing composing for film and podcasts and everything else you can think of. She did an original score for me. She can do music for you, and she is very reasonable and moving up quickly. You can reach her on Twitter at jillmimo.com. That's J as in Jill, I-L-L, M as in Mary, I as in India, M as in Mary, O, Jill at jillmimo on twitter.com. Okay, thanks, guys. God bless you. I wish you well. Hang in there, and I will see you next, or talk to you next time.